play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom and Eric, as we're just about ready to get things underway, let's send things to PA announcer Kevin Gorgel.
Fellow spectators, the Moline High School community lost one of its own this past week. Private first class Adam Dobreiner, a 2008 graduate, was killed in southern Afghanistan while on duty serving our country with the United States Army. At this time, we ask that you remember Adam and his family with a moment of silence. Thank you. And now, if you would please stay standing and, gentlemen, remove your hats as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem. This evening's starting lineup. Let's meet the visiting Galesburg Silver Streaks. Number 3, a 5'4 junior, Allison Mangieri. Number 12, a 5'6 senior, Paige Klink. Number 30, a 5'3 junior, Jessica Lieber. Number 34, a 5'7 senior, Myra Diggins. And number 42, a 5'8 senior, Sadie Hamilton. And now the starting lineup for your Moline Lady Maroons. Number 14, a 5'8 senior, Kylie Romeo. Number 20, a 5'3 junior, Emily Knight. Number 34, a 5'7 junior, Jordan De Los Reyes. Number 42, a 5'8 junior, Becky Lankford. And number 44, a 5'9 senior, Tiana McCormick.
The Silver Streaks are coached by
All right, there you have the starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Moline Maroons. The Streaks in their, for the first time this season, their road black trimmed in silver and white. Moline in their home white trimmed in silver and maroon. Galesburg comes in with a record of 4-0. The Maroons 1-0 on this season. One of the shorter maroon teams we've actually seen. Sadie Hamilton steps in the center circle at 5'8", and it will also be Tiana McCormick, 5'9", a senior for Moline.
5'9 might be generous to say, listen, at 5'8", they look pretty even.
Yeah,
I'd
say they do. They pretty much look about even there. Just about ready to get things underway. The ball is up, and the tip is won by the Maroons. It comes down to De Los Reyes and goes to the right wing to Kylie Romeo. She'll bring it out and set it up for the Maroons. High post, De Los Reyes drives into the paint. 10-footer partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Rebound tipped out and brought down by Emily Knight. Now pass knocked away by Allison Mangieri as Romeo tried to get it to the left wing to McCormick. Knocked away by Allison Mangieri, and Romeo will inbound from the near side near the Streaks bench. And it comes on the left baseline to Becky Langford. Down on the left block, it goes to McCormick. Nice strong moves, puts it up and in, and make it 2-0 Maroons.
Right there, Sadie cannot let McCormick get that kind of positioning against her. She let her have her back to the basket. Sadie stayed behind. She tried to play for the block. Good move to the baseline by McCormick.
Jessica Lieber drives down the left side of the lane, can't hit the shot, and she is going to get called for a foul. Romeo brought the rebound down. Jessica got a hand on it. They say she got a piece of the arm as well. First team foul on the Streaks, first foul on Jessica. 7:25 to play, quarter number one, 2-0 Moline as a fresh four come in. Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, and Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor. Streaks come out with full court pressure. Jordan De Los Reyes to inbound. And it comes to McCormick. Back to De Los Reyes. Now to Romeo, still in the backcourt, looking over the defense, taking their time with it. Romeo still in the backcourt, still not across. Got to be close, getting close to 10. Finally gets it across to Knight. Now a nice look underneath goes to McCormick, running the floor down the left side, and she's got four, and make it 4-0 as an outlet pass is knocked away as Jessica Lieber tried to get it to Sharon Diggins. Romeo got there to knock it away.
Hey, Tom, you may remember the first game against the Moline Maroons last year. The Streaks had a very good game plan. They came in. They won the game here at Wharton. When the conference was on the line at Thiel, Maroons came out, and Coach Ford developed a great game plan in which they attacked the Streaks' defense through the middle of the floor. We've seen them try that twice now.
Now Sharon Diggins drives down the right side of the lane. Can't hit the shot, but a foul is going to be called on Kylie Romeo. Good strong move by Sharon that time. Didn't have much chance of getting a good shot off. However, drew the contact. Sharon will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Both teams with a foul apiece now as Kylie Romeo picked that one up.
Sharon's had a nice couple of games. She had 20 points, 5 3-pointers on Saturday night, 3 for 3 from the line, although she missed that one. She had 15 points on Friday night against East Peoria, including 6 3-pointers in that game, 19 points against Metamora, 5 3-pointers in that game. Second shot up and good for Sharon, so the Streaks are on the board with 6:56 to play in the first quarter, trailing 4-1. Full court pressure, and it comes to Lankford. Now back it goes to De Los Reyes. Now this is Romeo with it still in the backcourt. On the dribble, looks for help. Now it's De Los Reyes, finally gets it across to McCormick. McCormick holds out high on the right side, gives to Knight, or rather Romeo. Now right wing to McCormick. Ball knocked away from De Los Reyes by Casey Williams, and Rainey Sibley comes up with it for the Streaks. Rainey on the run across midcourt, and we got an over and back that they did not call. Wow. I'm not sure how the Streaks got away with that. Now Sharon Diggins drives right baseline, tried to get it to Chloe Anderson. Chloe couldn't hold on, got tied up by McCormick, and the possessioner points toward the Streaks. Nice job by Sharon drawing the defender. Chloe just took her eye off that pass.
Well, but I think right there, that's a tough pass for Chloe to handle. It's a bounce pass across the base of the lane, and Chloe's going to catch that about knee height. Right there, Sharon just needs to take it right into McCormick. Draw the foul, go to the line, and hit your free throws.
Now Hannah Smith, Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, Emma Junk, and Paige Klink in for the Streaks. 6:23 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 4-1. Good defensive pressure from Moline, and they come up with a steal. This is Langford. Run, stops at the top of the key, has it knocked away from behind and stolen by Emma Junk. Now it's Sadie Hamilton with it. Sadie, top of the key, drives right, gets caught up by a couple of defenders. Ooh, and call for the travel. Tried to split the defenders and probably did pull her pivot foot up. I thought maybe they would call the contact, though.
Well, right there, Sadie's just got to keep her balance. She got herself a little too far out on her front foot.
Long down court pass, run down by Knight. Can't hit, but McCormick follows up and puts it up and in. She's got all 6 of them on lean points. They lead 6-1, 6 minutes to play first quarter. Now a reaching foul on Emily Knight.
Well, right there, one of the weak areas of this Streak press is the long ball. they've got to be aware that they're going to try to throw that deep ball over the top and kind of cheat to that if they see somebody breaking.
Hannah Smith inbound looking, and her inbound pass stolen away by Knight. Knight dribbles down the left side. Paige Cleek got a hand on the ball, but Knight's still able to muscle it up and in. And that's her first basket, the first Maroon player to score other than McCormick. And Evan Massey doesn't like what he sees so far and calls a 30-second timeout. 5:50 to play here in the first quarter. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streak Road games, boys, girls, football, and everything. And tonight we're driving a 2011 Nissan Altima. Very nice. This is a certified vehicle. What does certified mean? Well, it goes through a comprehensive quality assurance inspection, 84-month, 100,000-mile limited warranty, title history report, title insurance policy, 24-hour roadside assistance, towing assistance, car rental reimbursement, trip interruption coverage, and nationwide service locations. That is a lot that that is involved with this. Now, you can check this vehicle out. The one we're driving is silver, very nice car, 2.59% financing for 60 months, 1.99% for 48 months. Check it out right now for $20,995 at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square, downtown Galesburg. Once a customer, always a friend. Now the Streaks get a shot down under on the right side. Casey Williams puts it up and in. Her first basket, and in fact, the first basket for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, make it 8-3. Streaks get beat long again, but Sharon Diggins gets back off. Knight. Now a steal by Myra Diggins. Hands off to Jessica Lieber. Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Myra Diggins, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber for the Streaks. Jessica on the dribble out between the circles. Comes right, ball poked away by Knight. And Jessica runs it down on the near sideline. Tried to get to Sharon Diggins, knocked away though by Romeo. And the Streaks will inbound just in front of the Moline bench as a fresh five come in. As Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, and Chloe Anderson for the Streaks. Two new Maroons come in. As Steve Ford will put in Morgan Girard, a 5'8 junior, along with, let's see, who else checked in? I believe it was Sanela Kozovic, a 5'6 senior. 5:10 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 8-3. Paige Klink out high on the right side. Goes right baseline to Allison Mangieri. Goes out to the wing now on the dribble. Allison dribbles right, crosses over, goes to the baseline. The runner on the right baseline up and no good. Weak side rebound tipped up by Chloe Anderson. Danny Teal comes up with it, puts it up off the glass, can't hit. And Romeo down with the rebound and lost it off her hip. Nice job by Danny Teal. Bothered Romeo after she brought that rebound down, and the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline.
Well, good job right there by Danny Teal to follow that ball up, but I didn't think that was a bad shot at all by Elsa Mangieri. She did a good job crossing her defender up. She got into lane, and unfortunately, she just was not able to get it to fall.
Ball kicked away on the inbound. They'll inbound again. It comes to Chloe Anderson, left wing. Now to Paige Klink out between the circles. Picks up her dribble, looks for help. Left wing to Allison Mangieri. Only got one hand on it. Ball fell out of bounds. And give this Moline defense credit. They're really pressuring the Streaks as well as we've seen other than, you know, the Springfield girls pressured them. But this might even be better half-court pressure than what we've seen.
Well, and you got to be cognizant of that if you're Paige Klink and you can't pick the ball up by the volleyball line without anybody near you.
Romeo in the backcourt finally gives it across to Kozovic. Now down on the left block goes to Girard. She can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Danny Teal for the Streaks. Danny on the run across midcourt. Left side gets trapped up. Tried to get to Paige Klink. Now comes back to Danny on the floor. Tries to get out of the trap. Finally gets to Emma Junk. Now to Chloe Anderson on the left wing. Chloe puts it on the floor. Gets to Paige Klink in the center circle. 4:20 to play first quarter. 8-3 Moline. Chloe Anderson now right wing. Right baseline Danny Teal. Well, she didn't think about taking the three. Yeah, she did not even think about it. She could have pulled the trigger, but did not. Now Allison Mangieri penetrates a runner from straight on, bounces off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Romeo for Moline.
Looked like she stepped out of bounds right there, Tom. Yeah. She got the rebound, had to step forward because she was falling forward, and no call, though.
Now De Los Reyes, they're going to call a push on who? Been a lot of contact under the basket. I kind of thought they were going to let him play. Now a little bit of push there goes against Allison Mangieri. That'll be her first foul. Second team foul on the Streaks. Line change for Galesburg. Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Hannah Smith, and Myra Diggins check in for the Streaks. 3:56 to play first quarter. Moline leads 8-3. It'll be Romeo to inbound on the right baseline for Moline. Finally gets it in out high to De Los Reyes, out right of the center circle. Double team by Myra Diggins and Rainey Sibley. Now gets between the circles to Romeo. Left baseline, it goes to Girard, and she puts a three up and in. Morgan Girard with her first basket, and it's a three. They get 11-3 Moline. Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, drives down the left side, uncontested, up off the glass, can't hit. McCormick may have gotten a piece of it as Sadie put it up with the right hand, quickly back the other way. Two-on-one break for the Maroons. Down on the right block, nice look from Kozovic to Girard, who lays it up and in. And it's now a 13-3 Moline lead. And Coach Evan Massey calls another 30-second timeout. Yep.
Well, one of the things we talked about, Tom, on the drive over here, actually, in that nice Nissan Altima, was about the issues that the Streaks have previously had with their defense and not being able to understand where your zone is, if you will. If you're going to go double team, you want it to be a double team. You don't want to end up with three girls on one player because that opens up the press. The Streaks are doing a good job again in this game at that. Really the biggest flaw right now for the Streaks is just they're not hitting shots. It's 13-3. You don't get runouts by Moline if they're having to take it in from under the basket. So the biggest change the Streaks just need to make is just put some points on the board.
On the floor for the Streaks, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Allison Mangieri, Emma Junk, and Marissa Miller. Now Jessica Lieber, nice job, drives from the right wing in through the paint, stops, puts it up, and in. That's her first basket, make it 13-5, 3:10 to play. Another two-on-one break for Moline. Romeo, nice dish left side to Girard, but she lost a handle on it. Ball goes to the floor. Kozovic comes up with it. Near steal by Jessica Lieber. Now Kozovic all the way out near midcourt. Looks for help. Tried to get to McCormick in the paint. Pass was too low. She couldn't hang on. And Marissa Miller comes up with it for the Streaks. Gives to Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side. Crossover dribble down the middle. Tried to get to Emma Junk down on the left block. Good thought, but the ball was kicked away by McCormick. Streaks will have it back on their own left baseline with 2:50 to play here in the first quarter.
The intensity the Streaks have when going after the basketball is just phenomenal. Just the hard work and the hustle that we see. That ball got loose in McCormick's legs, and you saw two or three Streaks going right after the ball as if it was a pot of gold.
Sharon Diggins with it now. She's in, drives into the paint, stops, five-footers up off the back iron too hard. Rebound tipped around, finally brought down by Christina Bozikovic, who is in for Moline. Now the ball goes to the floor, stolen away by Rainey Sibley, and she's fouled by Bozikovic going after that one. That'll be her first foul. We'll walk it back the other way for the Streaks. Sharon Diggins, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Rainey Sibley, and Chloe Anderson with 2:35 to play first quarter. Streaks trailing 13-5.
Five turnovers now for the Maroons.
Sadie Hamilton between the circles, dribbles right, gets a pick from Paige Klink, uncontested down the right side, lay it up and in. Nice move by Sadie, nice pick there by Paige, and a nice timing by Sadie to come off of that pick. 13-7 now, trap in the corner. This is Kozovic, and a timeout called by Steve Ford, a 30-second timeout.
I like what the Streaks did right there, Tom. Just to catch everybody up, Kozovic caught the ball right on the Moline side of the half-court line in the corner. In years past, what would happen is the Streaks and the deep player come up and take that player away, essentially allowing for there to be open players down the court and gambling that you're going to tip the ball away or steal the ball before. That time, Sadie fell back, took the pass away, said to Kozovic, if you want to bring the ball up the floor, go ahead. We know you don't dribble.
Right.
And that allowed the Streaks guards to be able to fall back and set that double team up, which causes Coach Ford to use his first timeout.
2:16 to play first quarter. Streaks trailing 13-7. It'll be all the same five for the Streaks. Sadie Hamilton, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Paige Klink, and Chloe Anderson. Kozovic will inbound from just in front of the scorer's table on the Moline end of the floor. Looking for some help. Finally gets it in to Girard. Girard trapped up now in the corner. To defenders. It gets to Romeo in the center circle. Romeo dribbles right now. Gets right wing to Girard. Good defensive intensity by the Streaks. Trapping all over. Now in it goes to Kozovic. Now to the right wing. This is Girard. Back out high near the center circle. It goes to Romeo. Tipped away by Paige Klink. Romeo able to get it back. Now finally gets it to Kozovic. Now left baseline. It goes to Girard. She'll fire the three-pointer. She's got another one.
She's feeling good from out there.
Make it 16-7 Moline. 1:47 to play first quarter. Paige Klink with it to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Sadie looks over the defense. Dribbles right. Picks up. Now looks for some help and gets to Paige Klink between the circles. Paige dribbles right. Goes to the right wing. And the ball's knocked away by Kozovic. And we'll get five new Streaks in as Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, Myra Diggins, and Emma Junk check in with 1:35 to play in the first quarter. Streaks trailing 16-7. Galesburg coming in with a record of 4-0. Just the second game for the Maroons. They defeated Peoria Notre Dame on Saturday. Allison Mangieri gets it in to Myra Diggins, who hands off to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Jess brings it out between the circles on the dribble, right wing to Allison Mangieri. She'll dribble left, now picks up, looking for help. And with this Moline defensive pressure, you can't pick up your dribble that quickly. Now it's off to Jessica Lieber. Drives in down the middle and then splits it, goes down the right side, lays it up and in. Nice move by Jessica Lieber.
But also with that defensive pressure by the Moline Maroons, that's going to be open all day. The Streaks are going to be able to drive to the bucket all game long. And that's kind of what they were successful at last time up here at Wharton. The Moline Maroons will overplay the three-point arc, which allowed the Streaks to go to the basket with it last year.
Now on the far right side is Girard. Nearly has it stolen away. Pass knocked away by Allison Mangieri, but Moline gets it back and traveling with the basketball with Sunil Kozovic. And the Streaks get it back on another Maroon turnover with 53.3 to play in the quarter as Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Hannah Smith, and Sadie Hamilton check in for Galesburg.
That's six turnovers now for the Maroons. Coach Massey talking a little something over with the official, has a smirk on his face.
Sadie Hamilton inbounds, gets to Hannah Smith in the backcourt. She'll bring it across into the front court, working against Emily Knight. Smith on the dribble, gets to Chloe Anderson out near the center circle, left side with 45 seconds to play. Now Rainey Sibley with it. Picked up her dribble, gets to Sharon Diggins, left wing. Three-pointer is blocked, and the ball is going to go back to the Streaks as it was Morgan Girard got a piece of it. Our first attempt at a three even tonight?
Yes.
With 38.8 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Well, that shows you how much Moline's overplaying the three-point arc. They're giving you the dribble. Take the dribble drive and keep hitting layups. Make them collapse their defense a little bit and then open up the three-point arc.
33 seconds to play. Rainey Sibley out high on the left side with it. 16-9, Moline leads. Now Sharon Diggins has to run it down in the near corner out near midcourt and hands off to Hannah Smith. Hannah brings it out between the circles with 23 seconds to play. Now pass stolen away. This is Girard. Runs it down the left side. Now right side block shot by Sadie Hamilton. Nice timing by Sadie. Was able to avoid the contact. Got all ball on that one. And a nice block by Sadie with 16.6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Moline has it back on their own right baseline. Myra Diggins, Casey Williams, Paige Plink, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber in for the Streaks. Romeo to inbound from the right baseline. In it comes on the right wing. Ball knocked away, but Knight finally runs it down. Looks for help. Gets to Romeo in the right corner. Swings it over left wing to Girard. Girard trapped up. Now gets it to Bozikovic. And she traveled the basketball. I didn't see that.
I think she did a good job actually rotating on her pivot foot and breaking through that trap. But sometimes what happens is the official sees you step through that trap and they think there must be a violation. What a
Jessica
play.
Lieber went coast to coast and made a layup at the buzzer. They didn't guard her in the backcourt. She drove down. She saw the opening down the right side of the lane, split the defenders, got past them, an easy layup at the buzzer. So a good finish to the quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one, it is Moline 16, Galesburg 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Talent is the key word tomorrow night as the Galesburg boys basketball team replaces its entire starting lineup from last year against Chicago talent. Pre-game coverage of the Thanksgiving tournament at 7:10 tomorrow night on WGIL.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. One quarter in the books. Moline with a 16-11 lead. Streaks come out with Paige Plink, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber. This is Delos Reyes down on the right block. McCormick got three, put it up and in. She's got eight now and make it 18-11. Nice look underneath from Jessica Lieber to Myra Diggins, open under the basket. McCormick went up to try to block the pass away, ran into Myra and picks up the foul.
Good look, good look up floor, though. Myra was wide open underneath the basket. A nice pass up ahead of the floor. And, Myra did exactly what you got to do there. Just catch it, absorb the contact, and play on.
Now on the inbound, Sadie Hamilton open on the left block. Gets the pass from Paige Klink and puts it up and in. Second basket for Sadie. Make it 18-13. Streak slowly creeping back in. Downcourt pass to Knight. Allison Mangieri gets back to cut her off, though. Knight picks up the dribble, gets to McCormick between the circles, and she overthrows Dennis Reyes. And McCormick's like even putting her hands over her eyes, like, what was I thinking on that one? She just totally overthrew Dennis Reyes, who was actually wide open. There was a couple of them wide open on that left wing.
Yeah, and again, but one thing that gets overlooked is, yeah, the streaks press might not have caused that,
right.
But once they get you sped up, it's tough for you to play within your comfort zone.
And that's a little bit of what happened in that Moline game. The Springfield game, although they like to play up-tempo, a little bit of tempo than just playing up-tempo basketball. As the ball gets knocked away, goes to the floor, we've got a tie-up between Jessica Lieber and Emily Knight in the possession arrow points toward the streaks as Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, and Casey Williams check back in. Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor, 7:15 to play in the half. Streaks trail 18-13.
That play right there was an example of this, the philosophy of this streak team. Jessica Lieber made a poor decision. She got the ball knocked away from her. Instead of just letting the girl have the steal, she got on the floor. She scrapped for that ball and was able to tie it up and get the streaks the possession back.
Casey Williams with it, right wing, drives in, right side, runner up off the glass, too hard, rebound comes out long on the left side to Rainey Sibley. Nice move by Casey, couldn't get the shot to fall, now Casey's got it on the right wing, back to Jessica Lieber, right baseline, she'll penetrate, loss of footing, put it up, and yeah, she's going to be called for the travel. A little extra step there, got between the defenders, but was trying to go up off the wrong foot, tried to switch the foot to go up on, and got called for the travel.
Well, and I think part of it was Emily Knight, I think, got a piece of that ball, which held it up on the hip of Jessica Lieber. So she, like you said, she had to take that extra step to try to regain the possession or position that she wanted.
Now down court pass to McCormick on the right block, lays it up and in. She's got 10 as she gets behind the streak defense, make it 20-13, 6:37 to play first half.
Streaks going to work it around the perimeter here. I'd like to see them get a little bit more action on the weak side block.
Now Jessica Lieber with a three-pointer out high on the right side. It's no good. Might have been Lankford getting a piece of that.
Streaks were able to do a good job of getting back on defense right there. The shot up but missed by Emily Knight. Rebound by Casey Williams. Casey, the length of the floor, puts it up a little haphazardly, and she's going to get called for the charge. A good job right there by the Moline Maroons. I believe it was, number 14, Kylie Romeo, setting up to take that charge.
So, Casey did a nice job of taking it, but a little bit out of control when she got down there under the basket. And you have to make the decision to either stop and pull up. You can't just keep going on that one.
Travel, yep, good call. Right there, the ball comes into Lankford. Lankford, unable to get her hand on the ball, went to regroup it and had to take a couple extra steps just to get her balance back.
Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, Hannah Smith, Paige Klink, Emma Junk in for the streaks. And it comes to Hannah Smith, right of the center circle, dribbles left, 6:04 to play in the half, 20-13 Moline lead. Now Hannah Smith drives left side, up off the glass, over the top of Romeo. Wow, 5 foot Hannah Smith gets it up and in with that left-hander. And gets a shot up and in.
And she's all 5 foot two. And Kylie Romeo lists at 5'8 as a guard. And Hannah just went up and over.
Did a nice job. Had the arm fully extended up. Shot. The paint ball knocked away by both Hannah Smith and Sadie Hamilton. Looked like they both got a piece of it. Now Hannah Smith on the dribble. Lost a handle on it. And we've got a tie up. And this time the possession arrow is going to point toward the Moline Maroons. 5:31 to play and a half, 20-15 Moline leads. Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, and Casey Williams check in for Galesburg.
Both teams with 8 turnovers in the contest. 5:31 left to go in the half.
4 games in 5 nights, hard on a broadcaster's throat.
That is true.
I forgot to get cough drops tonight, which I needed. Kylie Romeo, left baseline to McCormick. Swing it over to Knight, right baseline to Lankford. Now on the blocks, De Los Reyes, and she lost her footing. That could have been a travel. They're going to call a foul, though. I mean, it was a high pass. I think McCormick just lost her footing, but Myra Diggins gets called for a push. I mean, McCormick, I think, just got caught up between a couple of streaks players and lost her balance.
Well, and I think if you're going to call the foul on anybody there, it should have been Casey Williams. Casey didn't really give her a chance to come down after she made the catch.
And that time, McCormick got free on the inbound. She's got 12 and make it 22-15 down on the right block. She puts it up and in. And you're going to shoot a pretty good percentage shooting from where she shot the ball all night. Jessica Lieber on the right wing on the dribble against McCormick. Now steps back, fires a three, can't hit. Rebound comes down to De Los Reyes for Moline. Lost a handle on it. Now Sharon Diggins comes up with it. Dribbles out to the three-point line. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key, Casey Williams. Three from straight on. Off the back iron, no. Rebound comes down to McCormick for Moline. They got a player open down the court. All the way down it goes to Lankford. Lost a handle, gets it back, lays it up and in. Becky Lankford with her first basket, make it 24-15. Moline, 4:40 to play here in the first half. And Evan Massey is going to call a full timeout. And we are going to take one as well. 4:39 to play first half. It is Moline 24, Galesburg 15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sharing the family's bathroom is just an annoyance of my past. Now I'm pampered like royalty in the new doggy spa at Thorns. Ear treatment, facial, pedicure, Bobby Panner shampoos make me smell delicious. Followed with a quick blow off with the Metro Force blow dryer. A professional look at a minimal cost. This place rocks.
For just $12, you get full use of the dog wash facilities and supplies.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news at WGIL.com.
.439 to play first half. Streaks trail 24-15 from Wharton Fieldhouse. Tom Aronoff along with Eric Gibson. Streaks have just struggled so far. It has really not been much of an up-tempo game like we've seen from the Streaks. Moline has really dictated the pace thus far.
Well, they have, and part of the issue with that is their defensive intensity on the half-court defense. They're allowing the Streaks to bring the ball across on most possessions, but what happens is once the Streaks cross the half-court line, they're really clamping down, which isn't giving them quick, easy shots at it.
Right wing, this is Chloe Anderson. She's in there with Emma Junk, Paige Klink, Danny Teal, and Allison Mangieri. Paige Klink gives out high right side to Allison Mangieri, working against McCormick. Allison penetrates to the free throw line, now pulls back out, hands off to Paige out between the circles. Gets a pick from Emma Junk, dribbles right, gives to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Now at high right side, Emma Junk. Back out high left side, Paige Klink. Paige dribbles right, gives to Allison on the right wing. Streaks running a bit of a weave here. Now Allison lost a handle on it, and Knight comes up with it. Runs it down right side, lay it up, no good. Give Danny Teal credit for getting maybe a hand on that, at least bothering Knight. But the ball's going to go off the Streaks. Last, the Maroons will have it on their own left baseline as Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Hannah Smith, Sharon Diggins, and Rainey Sibley check in for the Streaks with 4:02 to play in the half.
You know, Tom, the thing that's worked the best for the Streaks so far in this game has been kind of just opening up the defense as that shot by Emily Knight missed, and Myra grabbed it but then dropped it, and then it went out of bounds off her. But what's worked the best for the Streaks so to this point has been the dribble drive and allowing the Streaks to go right to the rim, but they've got to open the offense up. They've got to spread the defense out a little bit more and get a little wider on their sets.
Kozovic, left wing, down on the left block to McCormick. Did a nice job getting the position on Sadie Hamilton. Drop step to the basket, lay it up and in. Big night so far for McCormick. Make it 26-15. McCormick with 14 points of the 26 for the Maroons. Now Sadie Hamilton drives down the right side of the lane. Tried to get a pass across. She got bumped going up and tried to get a bounce pass across to Myra Diggins. The pass was off the mark, and the Streaks turned it over with 3:38 to play in the half.
Again, another tough pass right there. 11 turnovers for the Streaks.
And it comes to Girard. Now Romeo in the backcourt against the Streaks' full court pressure. Romeo to Knight. Now gets it across to McCormick. Knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. McCormick gets it back. Finds Kozovic down, running down the right side. In and out. No good. Missed the bunny. Gets her own rebound. Missed again. Now Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. Second time. And she's going to get fouled by, I believe, Girard. Yeah, it does go against Morgan Girard. That'll be her first. And I believe the 15 foul now on the Maroons.
That's Sadie's first rebound of the game.
321.
Yeah, 321 left in the half. Usually she's got at least a handful.
You know, another thing, Streaks are really not getting anything on the offensive glass. They're pretty much one and done. Jessica Lieber with it on the right wing. Tried to get Casey Williams down on the right block. Knocked away by Girard. It's Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Marissa Miller, Emma Junk, and Allison Mangieri on the floor for the Streaks. 3:13 to play in the half. 26-15 Moline. Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Three-pointers away and good. Finally got a good look at one. Nailed it and make it 26-18. First three of the ball game for the Streaks. Romeo to inbound, finally gets it in to Knight. Back to Romeo under the Streaks basket. Romeo holds on, now gives to Kozovic. Now across the middle to McCormick. Two-on-one break for the Maroons. Now the Streaks get back. Nice hustle by the Streaks, but Knight gets there. Layup is no good. But another offensive rebound for Molina. Girard got in there among three black jerseys and able to get an offensive rebound. Down to McCormick, goes left baseline to Girard. Fakes, drives right, pulls up with a 15-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound Marissa Miller for the Streaks. And a quick whistle jump ball as she got tied up by Kozovic. But the Streaks will bring it the length of the court as Chloe Anderson checks in for Emma Junk.
Quick whistle might be an understatement right there.
I mean, Marissa basically brought the rebound down, turned. Kozovic got a hand on it, and the whistle blew immediately as Marissa was, like, turning and pulling the ball right back out of her hand. Also in for the Streaks, Chloe Anderson checked in, as did Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Paige Klink, and Sadie Hamilton with 2:35 to play in the half, 26-18. Moline. Sadie with it out between the circles, working against McCormick down the right side lane. Kicks out to Sharon from three. Right wing bounces off. No. Rebound off of Moline. Streaks will have it. McCormick or Gerard had a hand on it. Went out of bounds. Streaks will have it on their own right baseline with 2:24 to play.
That was a good look, though, for the Streaks, as Sadie drove that one in, drew the defense, and kicked out to Sharon for the three. That's kind of what you want to see have happen here.
And now Rainey tried to get to Chloe Anderson on the left block on the inbound. And I don't know. I'm not sure what happened in the pass. I didn't know if it went off Chloe's knee or what. It looked like it was a little bit low and just went right back out of bounds. And Moline gets it on another Streaks turnover. Inbound comes to Gerard. Back to Romeo. Now it is Bozikovic. And she traveled with the basketball.
Say that again.
Bozikovic. I have to look at it every time and think about it before I say it. Bozikovic. B-O-Z-I-C-K-O-V-I-C. Could do the Harry Carey and just make up our own pronunciation.
Yeah, exactly.
Bozavozish. Why aren't guys named Smith anymore? Paige Klink drives down the right side of the lane, and she gets fouled by Tiana McCormick. And McCormick got her with a body. That's going to be her second foul.
That's helpful.
Yeah, so Paige Klink will go to the free throw line with two shots. And, well, second time the Streaks have been to the line tonight. Actually, Moline hasn't even been to the free throw line tonight, surprisingly, but they've been getting easy enough looks that they haven't been getting fouled on them.
McCormick shot everything within 5 feet of the basket. There really hasn't been much of a need.
And Steve Ford doesn't want McCormick to pick up that third before the end of the half, so he's going to pull her out with 2:08 to play in the half. First free throw up and no good by Paige. She eyes the second, and that one's off the back iron as well. Streaks have struggled from the free throw line. Other than, you know, fourth quarters, they've done pretty well. Now a steal by Sharon Diggins. Paige Klink, top of the key, stops right wing to Sharon Diggins. Drives to the baseline, picks up, and tried to swing it over to Rainey Sibley. Tipped away by Prozovic, but Rainey Sibley got a hand on it and lost the handle. Now quickly back the other way. Shot blocked by Paige Klink. It was Bozikovic. Yeah, Bozikovic. That's what it is.
Yes.
And Paige got the block nonetheless. Now Sadie has it, and she's bumped going down the right side of the lane. This is going to be called on Morgan Gerard. You know, once the Streaks get it going that way and get the momentum going down the lane, Moline really has trouble stopping him, and that we've seen two examples of right there with Sadie and the time before with Paige.
Yeah, and you know, that's what needs to happen. The Streaks need to keep pressing the issue. They need to keep widening up the defense and getting those driving lanes. An interesting side note here, it looked like when Tiana McCormick came out of the game, Coach Ford must not have ordered that to happen, because both he and McCormick stood with their hands out talking to one of the assistant coaches as to say, why did she come out here?
That's what I kind of thought. I saw him looking at the one assistant and kind of had his hands out, but I mean, he must have just decided she's got two fouls, she should come out. Sadie hits the first of her two free throws, 26-19. And second one was off the back iron, no good. De Los Reyes down with a rebound, and Sadie Hamilton ties her up. Nice hustle by Sadie, and the possession arrow points toward the Maroons with 1:40 to play as Emma Junk will replace Sadie.
Streaks need to go on a little bit of a run here before the end of the half. They trail by seven. At this point, unless there's another change of possession, they're going to get the ball coming out. You'd like to go on and get some heat going into the second half.
Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri, and ball knocked away by Allison Mangieri. Danny Teal couldn't quite run it down. Moline gets it back. This is Knight with it. Right baseline, it goes to Langford. On the right blocks, inside, De Los Reyes can't hit the shot, and the ball's going to go off a couple of streaks. Emma Junk and Danny Teal there, neither could actually reel it in, and Moline will have it back on the left block, or left baseline.
De Los Reyes, three shots at the basket, has yet to score.
That's helpful.
Yes.
For us, not for them, for us. And it comes to Gerard on the left baseline. Ball nearly knocked away by Danny Teal. Now going to the floor to pick it up is Allison Mangieri. Allison on the run. Crosses over through the paint. Left-handed shot up off the glass and in. Nice move by Allison Mangieri. She came down the right side, crossed over her dribble against, I believe it was Knight. Came to the left side, put it up with the left hand off the glass and got it. Make it 26-21. 1:05 to play. Now Moline with numbers. Romeo runs it down the right side, leans it up off the glass. Uncontested, can't hit, but the rebound comes down to Gerard, and she gets tied up by Danny Teal, and this time the arrow points toward the Streaks, and we're going to have a technical foul on Gerard. Yeah, I don't think the official was going to call the technical. Gerard, after that, jump ball call, she slammed the ball down, and the whole Streak coaching staff was up and said technical, and the official kind of looked at them and looked at her and blew the technical.
Yeah, and Coach Ford kind of walked away hoping that it would go unnoticed, but Gerard just can't do that. I don't understand what her frustration was. She brought that ball down. It was her own fault. If you're going to bring the ball down and you're 5'8" and you bring it down to your waist, it's going to get tied up by somebody smaller than you. you've got to keep that ball up. And what you need to do is just catch it, keep the ball up, and then shoot it back up. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, because the possessioner should point toward the streaks because the Moline got the last possession down here. So it should be – and it shouldn't matter anyway after the technical streaks you
right.
get the ball.
Exactly, and that's what my curiosity is as to what they're discussing now.
So Jessica Lieber is going to go to the line to shoot the two technical shots, and that also counts as a personal foul. So Morgan Girard with three fouls now. So Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with two shots. Could be a big turn in the game. 58.5 seconds to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 26-21. Now 26-22 as Jessica nails the first.
Well, we talked about the fact that they needed some momentum going into the half, and this could be exactly what they needed.
So the Streaks should have the ball as well with a chance to possibly tie if Jessica makes this one. And, nope, comes up short on it. But the Streaks with the basketball now. As Sharon Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Rainey Sibley check in. Jessica Lieber and Myra Diggins will stay in. Streaks with the basketball. Trailing 26-22, 58.5 to play here in the first half. Yeah, and you can't dispute that. I mean, she literally just slammed the ball down
right
in front of the official. Not a good move. Now,
And I don't think the official saw the play. That's the problem. What happened, Jessica Lieber got called for carrying the basketball, but in the interim, I think it was Becky
Knight.
Langford got her hand on the ball.
Yeah, it was Knight. I think it was Knight that was guarding her, her hand under it and pushed up on the ball. Wow, that was not a good call. So the Streaks turned over. Now a near turnover by Moline. Kozovic has it. Finally gets it to Delos Reyes. Knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Oh, come on. And Jessica gets called for a reach, and that's going to be her second foul with 49.2 to play.
Yeah, and that's a tough one right there for the Streaks to have to endure because there was very little contact there. And it was a similar play almost to what had just happened to Jessica in that she just got her hand on the ball and redirected it.
49.2 to play in the half, 26-22 Moline. Inbound comes to Kozovic on the right wing. Trapped up, now travel with a no call. Down on the block, tried to get to Langford, overthrew. Streaks get it back on the Moline turnover.
13 turnovers for the Maroons.
So Jessica Lee will bring the length of court. She'll work against Knight. Now brings it across, left of the center circle, dribbles right, gets a pick from Sadie Hamilton, goes to the right wing, now picks up and fires a three, off the rim short, rebound Sadie Hamilton, up off the glass and got it.
Great job by Sadie.
Strong rebound and put back by Sadie. It's 26-24 now, 24 seconds to play. Full court pressure, Romeo looks and finally gets it in tonight. Back to Romeo in the backcourt with 20 seconds to play. Down court it goes to Kozovic, and her pass knocked away and stolen by Myra Diggins. To Sharon. Sharon across midcourt right side with 12 seconds to play. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Three-pointer out high on the right side. It's good!
She knew that one was going in. She held that one.
And the Streaks with their first lead of the game with 3 seconds to play. Now Delos Reyes runs it down 1 second. Stops long. Three-pointer is off and banked in at the buzzer. So Moline takes the lead back. So a little momentum boost for Moline. However, the Streaks got to feel much better the way that first half ended overall with Jessica Lieber's three-pointer. We have played one half of basketball. It is Moline 29, Galesburg 27. We'll come back and talk about this one, run down our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Hey, it's Bill with 42 wrinkles on a shirt and Tom with the 123 hairs of gray.
What's she doing?
She counts stuff.
And I see you two are eating McDonald's wholesome breakfast choices. Tom with the 300-calorie egg McMuffin sandwich and Bill with the 290-calorie fruit and maple oatmeal. Both are awesome. Did you bring me some? Like the 210-calorie fruit and walnuts or the 160-calorie fruit and yogurt parfait?
Maybe next time, Susan?
Yeah, you can count on it.
The simple joy of 300 calories or less. And participating McDonald's.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power billitis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline, Illinois, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime and the Streaks trailing 29-27. They got to feel a little bit better about that second quarter after they were trailing 16-11 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Moline 16-13 and actually had taken the lead briefly there on a Jessica Lieber three-pointer with about 4 seconds left. And then Dallas Reyes came down and nailed one and actually banked it in from out high on the right side at the buzzer. So Moline retook the lead 29-27. Glad to have you along on the halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is Healthcare. Run down our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The Galesburg sophomores suffer their first loss tonight. They fell to Moline 59-33. Coming up later on tonight, once we're done here, we'll pick up our the broadcast of the Illinois Fighting Illini. They're scheduled to tip off around 8:30. They're down in Cancun. They'll take on the Richmond Spiders tonight. And they'll play again tomorrow night. They'll play against the winner of the Illinois State-Rutgers game, which will also take place tonight. And that's another 8:30 scheduled start for tomorrow night. And that'll be after Galesburg High boys basketball. The Silver Streak boys open their season tomorrow night against Chicago Talent and Development in the boys' side of the Thanksgiving tournament. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have all that action for you getting underway around 7:06 or 7:10 tomorrow night for the pregame show right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. So Coach Mike Reynolds' squad gets their season underway tomorrow night, the 2011-2012 version of the GHS boys basketball team. Then the boys will continue their portion of the tournament Friday night. The girls will be back in action on Saturday. The early game Saturday, 6 o'clock, the Streaks will take on Illini West to wrap up the Thanksgiving tournament. Prior to that, we'll pick up the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremonies going on as well. Then the GHS boys will play again Saturday night as well. We'll have that one for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Also coming up for the girls, they'll be they'll have another conference road game coming up a week from Thursday, December 1st. We'll be on the road at Quincy. Then the following Thursday, the next conference game on the road at Rock Island. So quite a tough start for the conference season for the Streaks. Three road games and three tough places to play early here in the season. Our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. Streaks trail 29-27 at the half. We'll take this time out. Come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Pratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance, for more information today and start saving.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, Letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Cloudy tonight, over that low of 32. Sunny tomorrow and for Thanksgiving. High of 52 tomorrow, low of 36 tomorrow night. Thanksgiving Day, high of 60 expected. Sunshine and 58 for Friday. Currently downtown Galesburg, it's 42 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Sports stories, sports scores, and more. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at Wharton Fieldhouse. The Streaks trail the Moline Maroons 29-27. Our halftime stats brought to you by Thorns Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Streaks led in scoring by Jessica Liebers, 13 points, including a couple of three-pointers, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, 7 points for Sadie Hamilton on three baskets, 1-for-2 from the line, 2 points apiece for Allison Mangieri, Casey Williams and Hannah Smith, 1 point for Sharon Diggins on a free throw. Not quite the balance the Streaks have had in the early few games of the season. Still struggling for the free throw line, though, just 3-for-8. Moline led by Tiana McCormick's 14 points, 8 points for Morgan Girard, who now has 3 fouls after the technical. McCormick with a couple of fouls, 3 points for Jordan Delos Reyes on that 3 at the buzzer, 2 points apiece for Emily Knight and Becky Lankford.
Well, the turnover battle is always something you highlight with the system. Streaks do not have an advantage. In fact, they've turned it over 14 times, which is a little high for them. Coach wants to keep the turnovers right around 20 for the game if possible. So 14 apiece for both Moline and for the Streaks. Rebounding, again, another thing that you really have to focus on in this system is getting the rebounds. Right now, the Streaks minus 4 as they're being out rebounded 16-12, which isn't something we haven't seen this season.
Yeah.
They were out rebounded in the Dunlap game, but regardless, offensive rebounds, obviously one of the focal points of the system, being out offensive rebounded, in fact, 8-6. Shooting percentage pretty good for the Streaks, 46%, 9 of 16 from inside the arc, 2 of 8 from distance. Moline, 10 of 25 from inside the arc, 3 of 3 from distance, both teams at 46%. But another thing that you focus on is shots put up. Streaks have only put up 24 shots to the 28 by the Moline Maroons.
Yeah, that's not a lot within the system. And you got to credit the Moline defense, really, in that first half.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if this Moline defense tires out any now that they've had to play the whole first half. And they don't go as deep, obviously, in rotation as the Streaks do.
Well, we want to thank Galesburg Nissan just off the square on North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Girls basketball, boys basketball, football for Brad and Jim throughout the season as well. And tonight we're driving a 2011 Nissan Altima. This is a certified vehicle, and being certified means a whole lot. We'll run down the list of that again a little bit later. But right now on this vehicle, special price $20,995. It's low miles. You can get 48 months, 1.99% financing, or for 60 months, 2.59% financing. Pretty impressive on a pre-owned vehicle, just 2.59% or 1.99%. Very, very nice ride. I mean, we've driven the Altimas before. I love the keyless. You just have the little clicker, as we like to call it. There's no key on it. Yeah, as long as you have it in your pocket, you're able to get in the car. You're able to just push button start. Really, yeah, really cool thing. Very, very nice vehicle. The one we're driving is a nice silver vehicle. You can stop by tomorrow and talk to Jeff or Mike or any of the guys there at Galesburg Lincoln. I shouldn't say that. How about Galesburg Nissan? For so many years, I was talking to Jeff about that today when I went to pick up the car. But, Galesburg Nissan, they're just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Once a customer, always a friend. 29-27, the Moline Maroons with the lead for the basketball to start the second half. They'll bring out Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, and Myra Diggins. Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. She'll work against Knight. Now to Sadie, top of the key, drives down the left side lane, uncontested left-handed layup, up and in. Nice move by Sadie.
Yeah, great design play right there by Coach Massey. What he did was he cleared out the near side or the left side of the lane for Sadie. They just threw it into Sadie. They let her work one-on-one with Becky Lankford, and Becky Lankford's not going to stop Sadie from going to the rack.
Now Knight drives in off to the feed from McCormick. Looked like somebody got, maybe Sadie got a piece of that. Paige Klink on the run with the right side. Gets to Allison Mangieri running the left side. Stops, runners up off the glass too hard. Rebound comes down to Romeo for Moline. Now it's McCormick. Runs down the right side against Sadie Hamilton. Got it up off the glass and in. She's got 16 and make it 31-29. Maroons retake the lead. 7:15 to play, third quarter. Sadie fakes the three at the top of the key. Gets to Jessica Lieber going down the right side lane, and she gets bumped by Knight. And, you know, Knight's a tough defender, but she's a very physical player. She's done a lot of bumping and reaching, and that's one of the few. That's just her second foul they've called on her tonight.
Yeah. Who shot that last shot for the streaks?
The miss?
Yes.
That was Allison.
Allison, thank
you.
Yeah,
running down the left side, a little runner too hard.
Sometimes this game gets a little quick to keep all these stats.
You look down to write down a stat, and you never know what's going to happen. Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams in for the streak. Sharon drives right baseline, swings it to Casey Williams in the paint. Five-footer's up and no good. Casey tried to run down the offensive rebound, but Romeo kind of did a nice job blocking her off. She couldn't really get a handle on it before the ball fell out of bounds. So the Maroons will bring it the length of the court, 7:04 to play in the third.
One promising thing for the streaks is that Kylie Romeo has only taken one shot in this ball game, and she's one of their leaders. So if they can keep her off the board, you give yourself a good shot at the end.
Romeo runs it down the left side, now into the paint, scoops it up. Thought she got too far under, but it made a nice job adjusting and went, kind of reversed it back up under the basket, and there she has her first basket. As Sharon Diggins fires a three from the right wing, can't hit. Romeo down with a rebound from Moline. Now Romeo on the run with it, now picks up, gives to Delos Reyes. She'll bring it across midcourt, right side, 6:38 to play, third quarter, 33-29 Moline. Romeo in the center circle, left wing to Knight. Drives into the paint, now left baseline, it goes down to McCormick. Puts it up, can't hit, but she's fouled by Casey Williams. Not a bad foul. She kept McCormick from getting an easy two, but that is going to be at the second, or is that the third on Casey now?
I have that as her second.
Okay, that's what I had. I wanted to make sure. Two fouls now on Casey Williams. So Tiana McCormick goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and perfect.
She doesn't want to miss from anywhere, huh?
No, she's got 17 on the night. Make it 34-29. Moline, 6:30 to play third quarter. Emma Junk, Hannah Smith, Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri, and Sadie Hamilton now in for the streaks.
This system can do this. They can make a post player that has no problem hitting 5 feet. And isn't going to miss the bunnies. They can make you have a great game, and that's what we're seeing here at Tiana McCormick.
She's now got 17. She makes both free throws, and Sadie called for the travel. I didn't see the move. I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Luckily, Sadie didn't get called for the charge right there, and I think Coach Massey wants the contact, but basically what happened is Sadie came up the floor with a full head of steam, tried to cross up Tiana McCormick and dropped the shoulder into her.
Now Romeo had an uncontested layup and missed it. Sadie comes down with a rebound and gets bumped by McCormick, and that's going to be her third foul. That was just wrong place, wrong time for McCormick. I mean, Romeo had a bunny, an uncontested layup, came up too short on it, and as Sadie got down the rebound, McCormick was hustling down and just ran right into Sadie as she brought the rebound down and turned outlet.
Well, and that's an example of what happens when you don't finish the plays you need to make. It puts your teammates in bad situations.
Nice move by Sadie. The paint spins, can't hit, gets her own rebound and puts it up and in. Looked like there was some contact too, nothing called, but now 11 for Sadie and make it 35-31 Moline. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Near travel, top of the key, not called on Langford. Gets to Romeo at high right side. Now right baseline to Langford. Langford doesn't look comfortable with the ball. She wants to get rid of it as soon as she gets it in her hands. Now Dulles Reyes fires from 15 on the right elbow, puts it up and in.
After missing her first three shots, I guess that three-pointer she hit before the half kind of woke her up a little bit.
Now Hannah Smith on the right wing with it, and she's called for the travel. Lost her footing as Dulles Reyes was up on her. I think Coach Massey wanted some contact. It looked like Hannah just kind of lost her footing there. And the streets turn it over with 5:39 to play here in the third quarter, trailing 37-31. Myra Diggins, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, and Casey Williams check in for the streaks. They'll pick up with full court pressure. Dulles Reyes to inbound. Stolen away by Casey Williams. Now we're going to have a tie-up as she pulled it away from Knight. And the possession arrow points toward the Maroons this time with 5:38 to play. Dulles Reyes will inbound in front of the streaks bench. Myra Diggins up playing the ball. Then it comes to Romeo in the backcourt working against Sharon Diggins. Knocked away by Sharon. Oh, wow. Knocked away by Sharon, and then the whistle blows after it's knocked away, and they call Sharon for the foul. Wow.
Well, yeah, and if you're going to call that foul, he blew that whistle way too late. What happened was Sharon knocked the ball loose, and then it was being tipped around between Kylie and Rainey Sibley by the time he blew that whistle.
So Sharon picks up her first foul. second team foul on the streaks here in the second half. Romeo, top of the key, out high to De Los Reyes, goes right baseline to Kozovic. She'll drive in, shot blocked by Rainey Sibley, and it's Casey Williams down with a rebound to Jessica Lieber. Back to Rainey, but it's knocked away by Romeo. Nice defensive play by Kylie Romeo. Back defensively, Streaks had numbers that time but couldn't convert, but they'll have it on the near sideline. Rainey Sibley to inbound.
That's a rare call that you will make.
And now the inbound stolen away by Knight. She'll run it down the right side and gets bumped by Jessica Lieber and puts it up and in.
Jessica can't do that right there. Good steal by Emily Knight. She did a better job with body control. Went up to the lane, and right as she was going up, Jessica gave her a little hip bump. If you're going to foul, you got to foul.
You got to keep them from making the shot. And that's actually the third foul on Jessica Lieber now. And Coach Evan Massey calls a full timeout. We will take one as well. 5:14 to play third quarter. It's Moline 39, Galesburg 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
5:14 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 39-31. Tom Erdoff along with Eric Gibson. Knights made the two. She's got a chance to convert the traditional three-point play as she goes to the free throw line. Streaks basketball brought to you here on WGIL, WGIL.com by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Galesburg. Free throw no good. Casey Williams down with a rebound and gets tied up from behind by Langford. Streaks will bring it the length of the court.
Well, right there, Casey's got to do a better job boxing out Langford. But it's almost one of those calls that they could have made as an over-the-back because Casey was in front and Langford reached around her to get to the ball.
Casey across midcourt, gives to Meyer out high right side, right wing to Jessica Lieber, drives right baseline, runner is up, can't hit, but a late whistle again. Jessica went up for the shot, and after she came down, the whistle blew, and the foul's going to go against Kylie Romeo. And there probably was some contact that she went up, but just it was the matter of when the whistle blew. So Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with two shots. Jessica with 13 points in the ball game all in the first half. 5:02 to play third quarter, 39-31. Now make it 39-32. She started to get that free throw stroke back. She hit 8 of 12 the other night against Springfield. Had 24 points in that basketball game, including 4 3-pointers.
Well, you'd like to see her up over 70% ultimately, and that's where she needs to keep pushing towards. You get her between 72-75%, she's going to be scoring a lot of points for you.
And she was 7-for-9 in the fourth quarter the other night. Came up short on that one. Rebound to Romeo. Romeo on the run. Maroons with numbers. Now gives to Knight out on the left wing. Back to Romeo between the circles as the Streaks get back. Out high right side. Kozovic. High post. It goes to Delos Reyes. Dribbles into the paint. 10-footers up and no good. Goes over the back of Emma Junk. No call. Rebound tipped out and finally brought down by Allison Mangieri. She's trapped up in the corner. Gets to Jessica Lieber. Jessica on the run, 3-on-3. Left wing, Danny Teal. She'll fire the three. Off the rim short, right on target. But the rebound comes down to Allison Mangieri. She's fouled on the putback by De Los Reyes. Nice job by Allison Mangieri getting in there for the offensive board.
Well, the Streaks have to hit free throws. I mean, you're talking about the difference in the game right now. If they would have hit all their free throws, they would be right there.
39-32, 4:34 to play, third quarter. First shot is up and good for Allison Mangieri. She's got 3 points on the night as Morgan Girard checks back in for Moline. She replaces Becky Langford. Girard needs to straighten her jersey out. All night it's been bugging me. She's got the bottom of all twisted there. I don't know how it's not bothering her the way it's twisted in her shorts there. Anyway, second free throw no good. A tie up on the rebound. Nice hustle again by Danny Teal. Ties up Romeo. Unfortunately, the possession arrow pointing toward the Maroons.
Yeah, good job by Danny Teal. She just seems to have a nose for the ball. She gets down, isn't afraid to get on the floor. But, again, another missed free throw for the Streaks.
4:31 to play third quarter. De Los Reyes to inbound, and it comes to Kozovic. Now Maroons with numbers. This is Knight on the run left side. Now goes all the way down, uncontested up off the glass. Streaks let her go that time. She laid it up and in. And make it 41-33. Quickly back the other way. Allison Mangieri, right wing, top of the key, Emma Junk. Left wing is Danny Teal. Puts it on the floor, gives to Paige Plink out between the circles. Chloe Anderson in there as well. Allison Mangieri, right wing. Looks for help. And wow, a quick whistle, a tie-up call. Kozovic may have had a hand on the ball. Yeah. I'm not even sure. Wow. This
guy on the far side has the quickest whistle for jump balls that we've seen in some time. He doesn't give any, you know, deference to the play, offensive player trying to rip the ball away.
I mean, we've had a lot of tie-ups tonight, legitimate, but that one, I don't know. She may have had a hand on the ball. I'm not even sure. Fortunately, the possession arrow points toward the streaks to Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins check in. Jessica Lieber from the right wing drives in, lays it up off the glass, can't hit, but gets her own rebound as De Los Reyes lost the handle. Jessica gets it back, puts it up and in. Make it 41-35, 3:50 to play third quarter. Moline with a lead. In the backcourt, this is Knight with it. On the dribble, looking going backwards now, back toward the baseline. Now gets to Romeo, and timeout called by Steve Ford, a full timeout. 3:40 to play third quarter. It is Moline 41, Galesburg 35. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We know you care about your favorite charity. That's why the Hometown Hundreds program was created. It's a great way to help out a service club, foundation, church, any nonprofit organization here in Knox County. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds, to fill out the entry form. All entries received through Wednesday of each week will be eligible for a random drawing every Friday. $100 will be donated to a different local nonprofit each week. So sign up weekly to win Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Some restrictions apply. See official rules for details.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
3:40 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 41-35. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Streaks basketball brought to you in part by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. OSS St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, this is healthcare. And Galesburg Nissan, once a customer, always a friend. Maroons will bring it the length of the court. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, and Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Sharon knocked the ball away from behind. And they're going to call her for a foul, I guess, on that one.
A little too much body by Sharon, I guess, is what they're going to say. But
that's her second.
It looked like a pretty clean play compared to what we've seen in this game.
Now it's into Romeo. She's trapped up in the corner and near steal by Sadie Hamilton. Now Sadie does steal it away to Myra. Myra tried to pass over the top to Rainey. Sibley got stolen away. Now Myra knocks it back away to Rainey. Now Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, drives in, crosses over, runner up, off the glass too hard. Rebound tipped out, goes to the floor, and another tie-up. Jessica Lieber and Kozovic this time. Great hustle by the Streaks. They're, you know, after something bad happens, like the bad pass by Myra over the top, she's able to get it and get it back again, and the same thing there. Streaks just not able to convert.
Yeah, well, and then, again, we talked about that earlier with a bad play by Lieber. It seems to be the philosophy of this team. You go, and you keep going until you get the ball.
Now a steal on the inbound by Jessica Lieber, right under the basket, lays it right back up and in, and it's 41-37, Moline, 3:15 to play third quarter. De Los Reyes with it, and I think Moline might be starting to get a little bit tired, and thus some mistakes here.
Well, now, Tiana McCormick's been on the bench for a while, too, so the Streaks need to take advantage while the scoring leader for the Maroons sits on the bench with three fouls.
Allison Mangieri just bumped, I think it was Romeo from behind, and picked up her second foul, and that's how many team fouls do we have now? Can't see it from that. It looks like we've got five now. This is Girard down on the left block, working against Casey Williams. Can't hit. Rebound ripped out of the hands of Casey. Now she stepped out of bounds, and they didn't call it. Now they're going to call it. The official on the baseline didn't call it. I mean, she kind of got, yeah, Coach Massey saying that's a foul because Casey did get bumped out of bounds. It looked like De Los Reyes had gone over her back after that rebound, but Moline gets it back on the right baseline. Romeo inbound, top of the key. It goes to Knight. Knight on the dribble. Right wing goes to De Los Reyes. She'll drive right baseline. Leans in. Pulls up with a five-footer. It's an air ball, and the rebound comes down on the weak side to Romeo. And now she's going to get called. Streaks just got to be stronger getting those rebounds in there. They're getting some hands on it, but just getting out-muscled.
Well, right there, it looked like there was even a travel by Kylie Romeo, too. She got that ball on the weak side. She was able to stutter step without taking a dribble to get herself in position for that shot.
Casey Williams called for the foul. Romeo goes to the free throw line, hits the first. 2:49 to play, 42-37. Maroons as Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, and Sadie Hamilton check back in for the Streaks.
Tiana McCormick still sitting out. I'm sure with the lead still, Coach Ford's going to wait as long as possible to put her back in.
Second free throw, no good. Sadie down with a rebound. Sadie on the dribble in the backcourt. Gets to Paige, Paige Klink, top of the key, back to Sadie between the circles. Long three-pointer straight on for Sadie is short. Rebound comes out long, run down by Romeo for Moline. Now her pass knocked away by Paige. Midcourt, Paige tried to save it in. It's actually going to go off of Langford last. Got to bump Paige out of bounds going after it, but Streaks get the ball back nonetheless with 2:33 to play in the third quarter.
18 turnovers now for the Maroons in the game, 4.5.
Rain it inbound into Paige Klink in the backcourt. Working against Knight. Paige across midcourt, right side, picks up her dribble in the corner, gets tripped up, now gets to Chloe Anderson. She has it knocked away and gets tackled from behind. Wow. By Knight. I tell you what, she's very physical, and you know, if the officials let you do it, it's fine, and they're letting her be the most physical player on the floor, that's for sure.
If I recall last year's game, I think we saw the same thing. I think she did a lot of guarding of Jessica Howard and had a lot of physicality against her as well.
Paige Klink gets to Sharon Diggins in the right corner outside the three-point arc. Swings to Rainey Sibley, top of the key. Now to Sadie. Hands it off. Sadie dribbles, splits the defenders at the free throw line, and a foul is going to be called on either Knight or Kozovic. It does go against Knight, which that'll be her third foul now with 2:14 to play in the third quarter.
Well, part of the problem with having a short bench like Moline tries to play with is that if you start getting a bunch of girls in foul trouble here, the Streaks could really prosper. But again, the Streaks need to take advantage with this.
Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk, and Myra Diggins in for the Streaks. Now a foul on the inbound, and it's Kozovic knocked Allison Mangieri to the floor, and Kozovic picks up the foul. That'll be her first, and that's now looks like the 16th foul on the Maroons, so the Streaks will be shooting for the rest of the game after this one. 2:13 to play in the third, 42-37. This has been a long third quarter.
Unbelievably long third quarter. Lots of whistles.
Danny Teal inbounds to Jessica Lieber. Drives right baseline. Just pulls up with a 10-footer and got it. Nice job. Stop and pull up instead of trying to take it on in for the layup.
She's done a great job of changing her game so she's not all outside the three-point arc.
De Los Reyes on the left wing, 42-39. Maroons now goes into the backcourt. Streaks are going to get back on another Moline turnover, and Romeo looks spent out there. She's just breathing very heavily. She just looks absolutely tired. She didn't want to go after that ball. I mean, she didn't have a chance to get it anyway, but I think she was almost kind of glad.
Yeah, she definitely looks gassed out there. I'm surprised that Coach Ford hasn't stolen her a couple minutes here.
Boy, now the Streaks turn it over on the inbound. Got to take advantage. 1:52 to play third quarter, 42-39 Moline. In the backcourt, this is Knight. Looking for help. Finally gets it across midcourt. Knocked away from behind by Allison Mangieri. Romeo, or rather Knight, somehow got it back and dribbled again. Now and over the back on the rebound, not called. And this is Kozovic with it. Gives to Romeo. Now right wing, De Los Reyes with it. Takes the dribble, gives to Romeo in the center circle with 1:30 to play. Left wing to Knight. Goes left base. And Kozovic turns around, 10-footer up off the glass. No. And the rebound tipped around. Kozovic brings it down. And don't tell me that's going to go against Black, is it?
Yep.
Really, on who? Kozovic went over the back. Myra Diggins got called for the foul. I'm not sure where that even came from. So that's her second. I think Coach Massey's kind of wondering, too.
Well, the Streaks need to start boxing out. That's part of the problem here is that they're letting Moline have a 50-50 chance at some of these balls. And, you know, the officials are going to be less tempted to blow that whistle for an over-the-back if you don't have your butt into the girl and make her actually go over you.
So that was with one-on-one. Who got that?
It was missed by Kozovic. She picked up the ball that got loose on the floor, and she put it back in.
So Kozovic misses the free throw on the front end of the one-on-one, but gets the rebound put back. Make it 44-39 Moline, 108 to play. Again, the Streaks give up another offensive rebound. Hannah Smith gives to Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. Out high right side, Chloe Anderson. Right wing, Hannah Smith. Tried to get Sadie going down the lane. Got in traffic. Ball goes to the floor. It's going to go... I thought it went off Hannah Smith last. They're going to say Langford touched it last. And Jessica Lieber is going to come back in to replace Hannah Smith.
Tom, you touched on that, the Streaks not getting that last rebound off the free throw. What happened was Chloe Anderson had the lower block position, but she let herself get boxed out by, I believe it was Becky Langford, which allowed the ball to hit the floor, and then immediately Moline was able to go after it.
Boy, on the inbound play, Knight reaches in on Jessica Lieber, knocks it away. No call, though. And a lot of contact once again. Paige Klink's going to check in. She'll replace Rainey Sibley. So it's Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, Paige Klink, Jessica Lieber, and Chloe Anderson. 56.2 seconds to play third quarter. 44-39 Moline. And it comes to Jessica Lieber. Now Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. Gets out high right side to Chloe Anderson. Now Jessica Lieber right wing. Goes to the right baseline. Stops, spins, gives to Sadie on the block. Stolen away from behind by Kozovic. Kozovic on the run down the left side. Knocked away from behind by Sadie Hamilton. Nice hustle by Sadie. In fact, three black jerseys back there for the Streaks as Myra Diggins checks back in. She'll replace Chloe Anderson, 41.8 to play in the third.
I'm surprised that the Streaks haven't gone back to the play they used to open up this half, in which they do a clear out from one side of the lane for Sadie Hamilton.
And it comes to Lankford. Her shot is blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Myra down with a rebound, but an errant outlet pass overthrows Paige Klink, and the Streaks turn it over with 37.3 seconds to play.
Was that De Los Santos that got blocked?
No, it was Lankford. De Los Reyes to inbound from the far sideline. And it's stolen away by Sadie. 34 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Jessica Lieber on the dribble across midcourt, left side. Going to spread it a little bit. Now dribbles right, top of the key. Kicks out to Sharon. Three-pointer right wing is long. Rebound on the weak side to Myra. Kicks out to Paige Klink, left baseline. She'll fire the three and got it. First basket of the ball game for Paige Klink, and it's 44-42, 15 seconds to play. And it comes to Lankford. Now this is Romeo, 9 seconds to play. Three-on-two break for Moline. Romeo runs down the left side, gets it up off the glass and in, and Sadie gets called for the foul. Was straight up and down, but she was kind of moving along with Romeo, and that's probably why she got called. That's just the first foul on Sadie tonight, surprisingly. And Coach Massey saying, yep, she was straight up and down. Romeo did the smart thing, kind of leaning in and initiating that contact.
Well, what Sadie wants to do there, she doesn't want to jump with her. If you don't jump with her, you can even potentially get the charge called. But when you jump with her, your arms are up with her, so it even gives more of the appearance that you're creating the contact. Kind of like you said, it was a good job by Romeo.
Completes a three-point play, 4 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber on the dribble with 2 seconds to play. Stops and just lost the ball. And getting bumped all the way up the floor by Knight. We've played three. We'll bring you the final 8 minutes. It's Moline 47, Galesburg 42. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Soren's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You could win tickets to see Jim Brickman in concert next Monday night at the Adler Theater in Davenport. Listen in tomorrow morning at 7:40 for your chance to win a pair of tickets on the WGIL Morning News.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. 8 minutes to play. It's Moline 47, Galesburg 42. Maroons with the basketball to start the final quarter. Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber in for the Streaks. And it goes to the backcourt tonight on the dribble. Trapped up, looking for help. Gets to Romeo, still in the backcourt. Now gets it down on the right wing. This is Girard. Drives down to the right baseline. 15-footer is up and good for Morgan Girard. Her first basket since the first half. She's got 10. They get 49-42 Maroons. Hopefully the Streaks will be able to make one of those runs that they've done in most of the games this season. Allison Mangieri, three-pointer, got pushed after the shot by Romeo. Romeo got the block, but then came down on top of her. No call. And the Maroons have it. This is De Los Reyes, right baseline, Bozikovic. Now out high, this is Romeo between the circles. On the dribble, puts on the floor, now picks up and gets to... Then knocked away. Girard gets it back and traveled with the basketball, pulled her pivot foot up as she tried to get out of the trap there, and the Streaks get it back with 7:17 to play.
Too bad she didn't hold on to the ball there. Maybe we would have got another ball slam.
Back in for the Streaks, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams. They're in there along with Jessica Lieber. 7:13 to play, 49-42 Moline. This is Casey Williams, right of the center circle, gives to Chloe Anderson. Now it's Jessica Lieber, drives right baseline, scoops it up off the glass, too hard, rebound goes to four. Jessica brings it down, and a tie-up again. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Nice hustle by Jessica Lieber. A nice move again, just a little bit hard off the glass.
Well, I'll tell you what, the guy who's running the possession arrow today, definitely making his money.
Inbound comes to Chloe Anderson, right wing to the top of the key to Jessica Lieber. Back to the right baseline. Sharon fakes the three, now drives baseline and lost her footing. And a block call is going to go against Romeo. And that's going to be her third foul now.
But it doesn't mean a thing if the Streaks don't start making them pay for this. Going to the free throw line is Sharon again for yet another 1-1.
6:56 to play. Streaks trail 49-42. Sharon Diggins at the free throw line. Chance of the one and bonus. Romeo with her third foul on the ball game. First shot is up off the back iron. No. Rebound comes down to Gerard. Now it's Knight with it across midcourt left side on the dribble. Goes baseline, stops, kicks out to Gerard. Gerard now out to Romeo near the center circle. Trapped up, dribbles out of it, now gives to Buzikovic. Now running down the right side, De Los Reyes. She was too hard off the glass, had an open look at it, and the ball is going to go off Gerard last on the rebound. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 6:39 to play as Paige Klink, Hannah Smith, Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri check in, as does Emma John.
De Los Reyes only 2 for 9 on the field. What happened there?
Wait. What happened? All of a sudden now they're saying it's Moline ball. What happened? We were substituting.
I think they...
Did he call a five call? I have no idea. Nobody had even touched the ball for the Streaks. I don't know if he had started a count. We were substituting. He couldn't have started the count yet. The horn blew for us to sub. I don't know if he set the ball on the floor.
Wow.
I don't know. Somehow Moline got the ball back when they shouldn't have. Gerard misses the 18-footer from the right baseline. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. Whatever it was, it wasn't a good call because no Streaks were anywhere in the vicinity. Paige Klink out between the circles on the dribble. Goes right, gives to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Allison on the dribble, brings it back out high, and gives to Sadie between the with 6:08 to play. Sadie's going to fire the long three from straight on. It's short. And the rebound comes down to Gerard for Moline. Gerard lost the handle on it and traveled, and the Streaks are going to get back on the baseline. Nice job on the trap by, I believe it was Emma Junk and Paige Klink, as Casey Williams, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Jessica Lieber check in for the Streaks. And Evan Massey still trying to find out what's going on.
Yeah, 22 turnovers now for Moline as they turn that one over, and he's still... I think he just said it was a five count.
Wow, that's ridiculous. And inbound is Sharon Diggins, three-pointer, left wing is long. Sharon gets her own rebound now, runs it down on the right wing. Gives to Jessica Lieber on high right side. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the rim, no. And the rebound comes down to Romeo for Moline. Romeo on the dribble, elbowing, pushing Rainey Sibley out of the way the whole way down the floor. And now we're going to have a bump call. Are you kidding me? On Myra Diggins. I mean, she was literally pushing Rainey out of the way the entire way down the floor while dribbling.
I don't think this guy right here has watched the same game everyone else is.
So Myra picks up the foul, and that is her third. Kylie Romeo goes to the free throw line with two shots. 5:43 to play. First one is up and good. She's got 7 points. 50-42 Moline as Sadie Hamilton replaces Casey Williams.
6-0 run right here for Moline going back to last quarter. The Streaks had it down to 44-42 after that Paige Klink three.
Second one up and good as well. Now a 9-point lead for Moline. This is Jessica Lieber, gives to Sharon Diggins right wing. Now it's Rainey Sibley top of the key. Gives to Jessica Lieber right out high right side. Three-pointer off the back iron. No. Sharon down with a rebound on the right wing. Gets out to Jessica Lieber near midcourt right side. Back to Sharon on the right baseline. Now to Sadie top of the key. Gets a pick from Jessica Lieber, drives down the right side of the lane, spins in the paint, gets bumped again, no call. Wow, now she puts up a shot. There you go, thank you. Got bumped every time the ball hit the floor. She was getting bumped by both Romeo and Knight. And same official under the basket, didn't see that play. It was the one on the outside that made the call on the shot finally. So Sadie goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Is that four on Emily Knight?
I believe so. Let's see.
Yep, that is four. Scores table just informed Coach Ford. She's going to be coming out for Boskovic. Or Bozakovic.
Take your pick.
Bozakovic.
Bozakovic. There you go. So Knight will come out, and that'll make a difference defensively for Moline, most definitely.
Yes.
Sadie hits the first, make it 51-43, 5:16 to play. 5'8 senior for the Streaks, eyes a second, and that one is good as well.
She's 3 of 4 now from the free throw stripe.
13 for Sadie on the night. And Romeo has it in the backcourt. Jeez. Sharon. Foul on the pass. He called Sharon. I mean, basically, Romeo threw the pass. Her arm came down into Sharon, and Sharon got called for the foul. That'll be her third now.
Well, it's just interesting. You know, this is the one thing you asked for is consistency, and it seems like one moment we're getting allowing pushing and shoving and bumping and grinding, and the next moment any contact's being called for a foul.
First free throw by Romeo is good. She'll get the bonus. Paige Klink checks in and replaces Rainey Sibley. So Sharon Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Paige Klink on the floor for the Streaks. And it's now still an 8-point lead as Romeo misses the second. Ball goes to the floor. Jessica Lieber with a rebound. Gets to Paige Klink. Paige on the run. Ball gets knocked away again. A bump. How is that not a foul on the reach?
And I think Coach Massey is saying the same thing to the official at the baseline because he's the one that just made the foul call against Sharon.
I mean, she reached in, fouled Paige, knocked the ball out of bounds. Streaks get the ball back, but why is that not a foul? Jessica Lieber with it on the inbound. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Goes down the right side lane to Sharon. Right wing, fires a three off the back iron. No. Myra gets tied up on the rebound with Kozovic, and the possession arrow points toward the Maroons.
Well, Sharon obviously not feeling it the same way she was feeling it the last few games, as she is now 0 for 6 from three-point range.
Yeah, in fact, she hasn't hit a shot from the field. She's just got the one free throw tonight. 4:57 to play in the ballgame. Long downcourt pass to Romeo running the floor. Leans in, stops, and missed it. She was anticipating the contact, didn't get it. And the rebound down to Sadie Hamilton, I believe. Romeo is going to get called for the foul. If so, that'll be her fourth.
Well, that was a bad play right there by Kylie Romeo. She could have gotten called for a travel, in fact, because she tried to stop her momentum and shuffled her feet. No call on that, but then she just bricked the bunny. And then once you miss that, you pretty much have to let Sadie bring that ball out, and they didn't. And that's three, four?
Four. That's four now on Romeo. So Sadie Hamilton goes to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus with 4:51 to play. Street's got to take advantage of scoring with the clock stop now.
Well, they also have to take advantage of going right after these maroon players now with so many players nearing three and four fouls.
First free throw up and good. She'll get the bonus.
All I can say is I hope Tiana McCormick is nice and cold sitting on that bench because she's been there since early in the third quarter.
14. Now, yeah, I'm surprised he's not brought her back in yet. I mean, especially with the other players in foul trouble. 52-45, second shot for Sadie up and good as well. 52-46, 4:51 to play. Plenty of time for the Streaks. And it comes to Lankford in the backcourt to Delos Reyes. Now back to Romeo. Back to Delos Reyes. Now swings it across to Kozovic. Nearly traveled with it. About high on the left side. Now left baseline to Lankford. Lankford and Kozovic absolutely don't want to put the ball on the floor. That's for sure. Now Romeo with it out high left side on the dribble. Gets to Delos Reyes. High post. Now in it goes to Bozikovic, and it's partially blocked, but down with the rebound. Bozikovic actually got herself. Where's the tie-up? Actually, that was Lankford.
Travel.
Are you kidding me? A tie-up and a travel. The quick whistle, the guy that usually has a quick whistle on the jump ball didn't call it that time. Lankford pulled the ball away, went to the floor and slid, and they didn't call either the jump ball or the travel. Unbelievable.
That was literally unbelievable that no call was made as she went all the way to the floor.
So the ball finally does get knocked out of bounds. It goes off the Streaks last. Romeo will inbound from the left baseline. Myra Diggins in for Sadie Hamilton. Also Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Paige Klink, Casey Williams in for the Streaks. 4:19 to play. Streaks trail 52-46. And it comes to Knight. She can't hit the shot. Lankford down with the rebound. Gets it off to Delos Reyes. She can't hit. Or rather, that was Romeo. She couldn't hit. Now Delos Reyes. Now Romeo can't hit. Myra gets sandwiched by McCormick and Romeo on the rebound. No foul call there either. Now Jessica Lieber stops, top of the key, gets to Myra Diggins, out high left side, back to Jessica Lieber, out between the circles. Under 4 minutes to play in the ballgame, 52-46 Moline. Casey Williams out high right side to Jessica Lieber, to Myra on the give
good
and go,
call.
And a reach behind, and Knight's going to foul out of the ballgame on that play.
Yeah, and that was finally a good call right there, as Knight's just pushing and shoving, and finally they give her the call for the fifth foul. And you know what? If you're Emily Knight, I understand that she's an aggressive defensive player. She likes to get in there and pound, but you've got to be smart. You've got four fouls. There's still just about 4 minutes left in this game, and I'm sure Coach Ford doesn't want to have to go to his bench if he can have her out there. So she fouls out now. 6 points, one rebound.
And I honestly, in her defense, nothing different than she's been doing all night and hasn't been getting called for it. But
that is true.
But 10 team fouls now on the Maroons as Myra misses the first of two shots. With 3:50 to play in the ballgame, 52-46 is the Moline lead.
That was Myra's first shot of any kind in this game, as she has not even attempted one from the field.
Myra with 12 against Springfield, and there's her first point of the night as she nails the second. Had 12 against Springfield had 5 against East Peoria, had 17 against Metamora. Now what's the call?
They're going to call Rainey for a reach. She came in on the left side of Tiana McCormick while McCormick was getting the ball passed to her, and she had her hand, right hand on McCormick's hip, and then the left hand went for to swat the ball away, and I guess too much contact.
First foul on Rainey, so we'll walk it back this way. Tiana McCormick will go to the free throw line. Like I said, hopefully she's cold from sitting for so long. We'll see. Nope. First one is up and perfect.
3 for 3 from the free throw line for McCormick. 8 for 8 from the field, so she has yet to miss a shot of any kind.
So both teams shooting 2 shots for the rest of the ballgame. 53-47. Thank you for jinxing her. Mm-hmm. She missed the second. Sharonda gets down with the rebound. Now Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Dribbles right, gives to Myra, right wing. Now Sadie gives to Jessica Lieber. Fakes top of the key, had Romeo in the air, didn't go around. Now finds Sadie wide open on the right block. Spins, puts it up off the glass and in.
Great
nice
look. Yeah.
53-49 now. 2 possession game, 3:28 to play. This is Romeo in the backcourt. Picked her up for dribble, now gets to Kozovic. Now top of the key, stolen away, near steal by Sadie Hamilton. Now the jump ball is going to be called. Nice hustle by Sadie, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
That guy working the arrow has to just, his fingers are going to go numb.
Got to be getting confused at some point, too. 3:19 to play now, 53-49, Moline. Streaks with the basketball. Myra Diggins gives to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Jessica on the dribble, stops and fires a 3 off the back iron. No, rebound comes down, poked away from Delos Reyes. She gets it back. Now Romeo has it wide open down the court. Had a couple of players, and she traveled. Wow, Langford caught the pass. And she was just going to turn and give it to McCormick under the basket, but great hustle by Sharon Diggins to get back. As Langford turned, she was going to let the pass go, and she all of a sudden saw Sharon there and tried to hold the pass up and drug her pivot foot.
24 turnovers now for the Moline Maroons as we're going to get a timeout. I believe it was called by the Maroons.
3:03 to play, 53-49. Moline with a lead thanks to Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg, North Broad Street. They provide our transportation to all streets road games tonight, driving a 2011 Nissan Altima. This is a Nissan certified vehicle. That means a whole bunch of stuff. When it's a pre-owned Nissan, it's a comprehensive quality assurance inspection, 84-month, 100,000-mile limited warranty, a title history report, title insurance policy, 24-hour roadside assistance, towing assistance, car rental reimbursement coverage, trip interruption coverage, and nationwide service locations. This is a 2011 Nissan Altima, 1.99% financing for 48 months, 2.59% for 60 months, special price $20,995. Stop by tomorrow. Take a look at this nice silver vehicle at Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Sadie Hamilton drives down the left side of the lane, tries to scoop the shot off, but she's fouled by Becky Langford, and Sadie's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots, 2:54 to play.
Well, if you're going to put any of the streaks to the free throw line, then you're Galesburg. Sadie, 5 for 6 from the stripe so far in this game.
She's got 16 points. Scoreboard only has her for 14. They missed something somewhere.
Well, I don't. That's why I don't rely on the scoreboards.
First shot for Sadie is up, and that one is good. We're down to a 53-50 Moline lead, just under 3 minutes, 2:54 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg sophomores lost 59-33 tonight. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They open their season at John Thiel Gym against Chicago Talent and Development. It is now a 2-point game as Sadie hits the second.
Yes, that is a real school.
Yep, talent and development. Hope they have not developed basketball talent as of yet, which it's early they may not have. Romeo carries the ball, no call. Now to Langford, left wing, back out to Romeo, out high left side. Swing it to Kozovic on the right baseline. Lost the handle, now gets it back. Back out to Romeo, out high on the right side. Fakes, looks for help, now dribbles out of trouble. Gets to the left wing to Langford. She lost a handle on it, and Sharon Diggins comes up with it for the Streaks. 2:33 to play. Streaks chance to tie or take the lead with a 3. Jessica Lieber now with it. Streaks spread the floor a little bit. Jessica, they're going to let her go one-on-one. Drives into the paint against Romeo. Runner-up, no good. Myra down with the rebound. Strong up off the glass and got it. And I think what Coach Massey wanted to do, let Jessica work against Romeo, hopefully draw that 5th foul. And now a reach foul on the inbound.
Well, a good job right there by Myra. The one thing you want to do when you open it up like that is you have to time it just right if you're Myra to go in and go get the rebound, because the last thing you want is to get that 3-second clock working in the lane. And good job by Myra. Once she saw that Jessica was going to go into her shot, she slid in. It's a good offensive rebound opportunity because the defense doesn't know where to box you out at. and she was able to slide in there, get the ball, and bring it in.
So Jessica Lieber called for the reach. That's her fourth foul, 2:13 to play. We were tied at 53. McCormick hits the first, so it's 54-53 Moline. 2:13 to play in the ball game. Paige Klink checks in for Rainey Sibley. Second shot up and good as well for McCormick, 55-53. Jessica Lieber with it. Picks up, gets to Sadie between the circles. Sadie gives to Meyer out high right side, right wing. Jessica Lieber fires a three off the back iron. Rebound comes down on the weak side. Oh, he's going to say it went off of Cosmic Glass. Looked like Paige Klink had her hand on the last. Steve Ford saying, oh, are you kidding me?
Well,
we'll take that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the Streaks will take it after some of the iffy ones they've gotten called.
Now Myra got free on the inbound. Nice look from Paige Klink. Bounce pass to Myra Diggins. Lay it up and in. Myra with five quick points here in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 55, 1:52 to play. This is Gerard in the backcourt. Now gets to Romeo, and the Streaks would love to get that fifth foul on Romeo because Moline's other ball handler is already fouled out. Now McCormick running the right baseline gets fouled by Sadie Hamilton. Nice look from De Los Reyes to McCormick. Sadie did all she could on that, prevented McCormick from getting the easy two. She'll go to the free throw line. That is second on Sadie.
You can't really fault Sadie there. Great job trying to come back. She tried to stay straight up, and she did black the ball away. Unfortunately, just a little too much body, and that's what got her the call.
McCormick's first shot is up and good. Boy, she's been living at that free throw line here in the second half. 14 points all on seven shots in the first half, and only one basket here in the second half. The rest of the points have come on free throws. 56-55. Missed the second. Rebound, Jessica Lieber. Streaks with numbers. Jessica on the run. Down the middle. Kicks out to Sharon. Right wing. Fires a three. Rolls off. No good. Rebound weak side to McCormick. And a near steal by Sharon Diggins. Gerard able to run the pass down. Now McCormick has it. Gets it across to Kozovic. Kozovic on the dribble, top of the key, stops, looks for help, gets to Romeo in the center circle. 1:20 to play.
Oh.
What?
Foul called on Paige Klink, and I don't.
What? I mean, she was in the vicinity.
I think she breathed on her harder than she actually touched her. Wow.
Wow. I mean, that whistle blew, and I wasn't sure what it was for. Kylie Romeo nails the first free throw. Wow. 1:19 to play, 57-55, Moline. Rainey Sibley checks in to replace Paige Klink. Kylie Romeo at the free throw line. 57-55 and misses the second, and Sadie Hamilton had to save the rebound inbounds. They're going to say she stepped on the end line, so unfortunately Moline gets it back. 1:17 to play in the ballgame. Romeo to inbound from the near right baseline for the Maroons. Looks over the defense, finally gets it out high to De Los Reyes. Now down on the right block to McCormick, kicks it out to Gerard. Thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger on it. Now kicks it out to Kozovic on the right wing. Back to Romeo, left of the center circle. High post to De Los Reyes. Pass knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. De Los Reyes gets it back, picks up, looking for help. Now gets it out to Kozovic. Kozovic back to De Los Reyes, high post. Now goes to Romeo, 56 seconds to play. Left wing, it goes to Gerard with 53 seconds to play. Now high post on the left elbow goes to De Los Reyes, back to Romeo. Romeo bumped now by Sharon Diggins with 46.1 seconds to play, and Kylie Romeo will go back to the free throw line with two more shots at it.
If the Streaks could do that over, I'm sure they would have fouled De Los Reyes at the free throw line. She has not gone to the free throw line in this game, and she shot it poorly from the field. I mean, that's the person you need to be zoning in on.
And she missed the first, fortunately, for the Streaks as Paige Klink replaces Rainey Sibley, and Coach Massey telling his players under the basket, be strong, block out. Be strong going after the rebound. Second shot is up and good for Romeo. And a timeout called by Steve Ford. 46.1 seconds to play. It's a three-point lead. Full timeout called by the Maroons. We will take one as well. 58-55, Moline, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Personal putting green, a heated 2.5-car garage, and a lower level that can serve as an office or a fifth bedroom. Make the 4-bedroom quad level on Dayton Drive in Galesburg a great place to call home. Another great house that's for sale by owner. Go to galesburg.info, click on keyword FISBO for all the details.
Talent is the keyword tomorrow night as the Galesburg boys basketball team replaces its entire starting lineup from last year against Chicago Talent. Pre-game coverage of the Thanksgiving tournament at 7:10 tomorrow night on WGIL.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. 46.1 seconds to play in the ball game. The Streaks trail 58-55 to the Moline Maroons. Galesburg will have to bring it the length of the court. They come out with Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, and Sharon Diggins.
I think if I'm Coach Ford, I'm just telling you the girls to overplay the three-point arc. If you're going to give them a layup, fine. We'll take our chances going to the free throw.
Paige Klink out high on the left side. Now gives to Jessica Lieber on the dribble at the free throw line. Tried to kick it out. Bump, no call. De Los Reyes comes up with it as the Streaks turn it over. Now Romeo has it on the dribble. Now that's who you want to foul, Kozovic, and they don't do it. Now it gets to Gerard in the corner. Foul her. Nope, there you go. Myra got over to foul Gerard, so she'll go to the free throw line. 22.6 seconds to play. What Jessica Lieber was trying to do was the correct thing. She penetrated, drew the defender, but she got caught up in between them trying to make the pass and couldn't get the pass through.
Well, what happened was exactly right. She got caught in between them because the defense collapsed on her. She had four girls on her. If she could have just taken one more dribble, she probably could have broken through and then looked at that point and either had her choice of who to throw to. But unfortunately, once she got herself trapped in there, she had nowhere to go. And when she's too small or short, that she couldn't see out of the trap she was in.
Now it's a two-possession game as Gerard hits both free throws, 60-55, 18 seconds to play. Streaks need to get a shot off. Jessica Lieber fakes, pulls back, now looks for help. 13 seconds to play, and it comes to Sadie. She'll lay it up off the glass and got it with 10 seconds to play. Now 9.6, and the Streaks call timeout. Make it 60-57, so they're going to have to either try to draw the charge and try to get the foul on the inbound. If you don't get it, as soon as they get it inbounds, you got a foul. You assume, I don't know, if has Romeo been inbounding or they have been inbounding to her?
They've actually, a couple times, they've left her as the deep person so that they could potentially throw it down to her. But so, you would assume that that's who they're going to go to here. They're going to try to get the ball here to McCormick or Romeo. You almost want, if you're the Streaks, to play to try to pressure them to give it to somebody else. Hopefully De Los Reyes, or Kozovic, who was in that last time.
So 9.6 seconds to play, 60-57. The Moline Maroons with a lead. Danny Teal checked in for the Streaks. It looks like it'll be Rady Sibley, Casey Williams, Danny Teal, Jessica Lieber, and Sadie Hamilton for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. See who's going to inbound for Moline. And maybe McCormick possibly inbounding. No, it looks like it's going to be De Los Reyes that's going to actually inbound.
If you have any faith in her getting the ball in, that's who you have to inbound it because that's who you don't want going to the free throw line.
The Streaks don't want to give it up long. So De Los Reyes to inbound. And it comes to Romeo. And she's bumped and no call. And then she threw an elbow at Rainey Sibley. What took him so long? Are you kidding? He was bumping her the whole time. Then Romeo actually threw an elbow at her. And finally, after almost 4 seconds tick off the clock, the official calls the foul. So we want him to call it. He's not calling. I mean, literally, Rainey was reaching in and fouling like he should have.
Well, yeah. I mean, anything more would have been an intentional foul. So, but this is the official that seems to be off his game tonight. I don't recall him doing any games for the Streaks recently, and he definitely doesn't seem to be real with it.
First free throw up and good for Romeo. 5.8 seconds of play, 61-57. Second shot is up, and that one is good as well. So back to a two-possession game again. This is Jessica Lieber, 3 seconds play, and Moline won't even have to inbound. Jessica drives down, dribbled it off her foot, out of bounds, 0.6 seconds to play, and the Streaks are going to suffer their first loss of the season. Moline, all they have to do is basically inbound. When it comes to Romeo, lost a handle on it, and the Moline Maroons have defeated the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Final score, Moline 62, Galesburg 57. So the Streaks open the conference season with a loss, not the best of games you've seen from the Streaks thus far this year. 62-57, the final score. We will come back with our post-game show. We'll run down our post-game stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score once again, Moline 62, Galesburg 57. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, the
because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
What about Free Stuff Friday?
Jeff, it's always been Black Friday. You can't change it now.
How about the more you spend, the more you get Friday?
It's true, but it's way too long. And no matter what you call it, the rest of the world calls it Black Friday.
But how are we going to let people know that ours is no ordinary Black Friday sale? It's the best chance people have all year to get their Christmas shopping done while saving money and getting free stuff. Really nice free stuff that you can keep for yourself or give away as gifts.
I think you just did.
Oh, is this thing on?
Call it whatever you want. When you shop the Black Friday sale at Kohl's Diamond Gallery, the more you spend, the more you get. And we're talking about good stuff. Spend $24.99 or more and get a free iPad 2. Buy $9.99 or more in merchandise and get a four-day cruise for free. Spend $5.99 or more, walk out the door with a free Kindle. $100 or more, a free $10 iTunes card. While supplies last, so be at 54 South Seminary well before the doors open at 9 a.m. on Black Friday.
The more you spend, the more free stuff you get Black Friday sale.
See store for details.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power billitis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
I felt left out. Sounds kind of silly, but listening to everyone talk about all their holiday activities, I couldn't help but think that my disability was prohibiting me from having fun. Well, I changed all that.
You too can experience this magical season with a little help from Handy Van. You can tour the town and enjoy the Christmas lights. Be dropped off right at the door of your favorite shopping spots, and you'll be right on time for holiday dinner. $2 during the day and $6 in the evening. Call the Handy Van office at 345-3686. Handy Van is on the go for you.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Cloudy tonight, over that low of 32. Sunny tomorrow and for Thanksgiving. High of 52 tomorrow, low of 36 tomorrow night. Thanksgiving Day, high of 60 expected. Sunshine and 58 for Friday. Currently downtown Galesburg, it's 42 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to 4-1 on the season as they lose to the Maroons in the conference opener and the road opener. 62-57 was the final score. Streaks struggling in that fourth quarter. They actually cut it to, 44-42 lead and got outscored. That was in the third quarter. 40, and they were, played even with Moline in that fourth quarter, 15 apiece. They trailed 47-42 at the end of the third quarter, but just not a good night for the Streaks. And credit Moline defensively. They just did the job on the Streaks, really overplaying the three-point shot. The Streaks got some easy looks going inside against that, but not throughout the entire game. And the lowest scoring total, the lowest output for the Streaks this season as well. So the Maroons moved to 2-0. More importantly for them, 1-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. Kevin, up in just a bit, we'll run down our post-game final stats and also get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, as well as name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. 62-57, the final score. The Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons. We'll take this time out and come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center when it happens.
happens. It's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Hey, Sammy, what's all this? You got Buddy's pet food in his leash?
Well, it's for the emergency kit you and Mom made.
Oh, you mean our family disaster preparedness kit?
Yeah, you said it was your responsibility to keep our family safe.
Right.
Well, Buddy's a part of our family.
Well, that's right.
See, Buddy, I told you he wouldn't forget you.
Hey, what do you say we take a picture of Buddy for the kit?
Buddy, smile and say kibble.
Good job, Buddy.
Please include your pets as part of your emergency plan. Visit ready.illinois.gov. Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Streaks lose their first game of the season. They fall in the conference opener to the Moline Maroons, 62-57. Was the final score on that one. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey a little bit longer in the locker room tonight. Probably not happy with a few different facets of the Streaks game tonight. Sorry, it's just so hard to say with this team what the difference is. It's not that they weren't hustling. I guess you know not as many breaks went their way as we've seen early in the season. But just you know, like I said, credit only defensively, they just did a job of really bothering the Streaks on the offensive end of the floor.
Yeah, they did, and you know, Tom, that's usually what really can throw the Streak team off. We've seen the last few seasons, especially the last few seasons, is when you take them out of the Streaks, them being the Streaks, out of their comfort zone. And their comfort zone is running that offense, allowing themselves to open up around the three-point arc. And what happens when you get a team like this Moline team is they push the Streaks offense so much wider that the Streaks don't know what to do once they try to run their offense. They're too far from the basket. They're too far to get their offense moving. And that's exactly what happened in this one.
62-57, the final score once again. Guess we might as well go ahead and are you going to be ready?
I'm ready.
If I start with the stats, now we'll go ahead and start with our post-game stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. First off, we'll start scoring-wise for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They were led by Jessica Lieber's 20 points. She had a couple of three-pointers in the game, 2 for 4 for the free throw line. Didn't score in the fourth quarter for the Streaks. In fact, only two players scored for the Streaks in the fourth quarter. That was Sadie Hamilton and Myra Diggins. Also not quite as much of a balanced attack for the Streaks as we've seen throughout. 17 points for Sadie Hamilton. 7 for 8 from the free throw line for Sadie tonight. Impressive there. 5 points for Myra Diggins, all in that fourth quarter, a couple of baskets and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Allison Mangieri on a basket and 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Paige Klink on a three-pointer. 0 for 2 from the line. 1 point for Sharon Diggins. Sharon had a tough shooting night tonight. She was just 1 for 3 from the free throw line. 2 points on a basket for Casey Williams in the first quarter. 2 points on a basket for Hannah Smith in that second quarter. The Streaks just 3 three-pointers in the ball game. Only 12 for 20 from the free throw line. And I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead now and get a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And, Coach, it looked like defensively Moline just seemed to take you out of what you wanted to do on the offensive end.
Yeah, they did a good job defensively, and we didn't.
It was a case. It seemed like you really handled the pressure well against Springfield on Saturday night. I mean, can you explain maybe what the difference was tonight?
Well, I think we generate offense with our defense, and we just simply did not play hard enough in the defensive end to get the job done. That we wasted the first quarter. We just were unsuccessful in pressing. And if we aren't going to be able to press, we're a very ordinary team, and we were tonight. But horribly disappointed with, I thought, our intensity level was very lacking.
And that, which is a little bit surprising from what you've seen early from this ball club.
It is. You know, early, you know, our trademark is we've played with energy. You know, tonight we didn't.
Well, a tough loss, tough way to start the conference season, especially. I know you're probably more disappointed about that.
Yeah, I mean, because this is a game we should have gotten. It's a game we should have won, and we failed to do it. So, you know, and I told the kids, I like the style we're playing, but if they're not going to play any harder than they did tonight, then there's no sense in us doing that, that there's nobody that needed to come out that was that tired. So it's disappointing, horribly disappointing, because I thought through the first four games we made mistakes, but the mistake we made was not playing hard, that we played hard all the games, and tonight we did not.
Yeah, and it seemed like a lot of times in those first few games when you would make a mistake, hustle would sometimes make up for it a lot of times.
Yeah, and tonight it didn't. So it was, you know, hats off. They did a nice job.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Yep. I do appreciate it. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame. Our postgame coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Tell you what, we're going to take a timeout, then come back and finish up on the statistics from this game. Final score, once again, Moline 62, Galesburg 57. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for a limited time. Buy McRib Extra Value Meal and get a second McRib sandwich for just a buck.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y,
right? Ooh, no.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
A fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. Tune in for the Glenn Beck Program. Weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back here at Warden Fieldhouse in Moline, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. The Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons, 62-57. You could hear the disappointment in Coach Massey's voice. Very, very disappointed with the performance tonight. And, you know, that really isn't – I mean, it really wasn't that the girls weren't trying. They hustled, but it was just a little bit different intensity level tonight than what we had seen so far early in the season from this team.
Well, and the other thing is I would disagree with Coach on the fact that the girls weren't hustling. They weren't putting forth the effort. I think if there was anything that wasn't there, it was execution.
Yeah.
And I think they were trying hard. I think they were trying. They just got outside of themselves because of the defensive pressure by Moline. And when you have that, sometimes you don't look as clean because you don't have that execution. So, therefore, you know, it could be perceived as people not being tired. Well, what was happening is they were expending way more energy on the offensive end than they've had to this year.
That's true, absolutely. Well, we'll get back to our post-game statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Actually had it wrong. Sadie Hamilton actually led the Streaks with 21 points, including 7 for 8 from the free throw line. Mentioned 5 for Myra, 3 for Allison Manjuri, 3 for Paige Klink, 20 for Jessica Lieber, 1 for Sharon, 2 apiece for Casey Williams and Hannah Smith. Streaks just 12 for 20. From the free throw line, 3 3-pointers in the game. The Maroons were led by Tiana McCormick with 22 points. All her baskets came in the first 3 quarters. In fact, all but one came in the first half. She scored a lot of free throws, 6 for 8 in that second half. 13 for Kylie Romeo, only one basket in the game, 9 for 13 from the free throw line. 12 points for Morgan Girard off the bench, including a couple of 3-pointers, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Then it drops down to 6 points for Emily Knight before she fouled out. 5 for Jordan De Los Reyes, including a 3. 2 points for Sinela Kozovic. 2 points for Becky Langford. The Maroons 16 for 21 from the free throw line.
Well, you know, the numbers we talked about, and we talk about every game, turnovers, an important number. Streaks and Moline Maroons were even at 25. Generally, in this with the system, Coach wants about a plus 10, with Moline hopefully having turned it over at least 30 times and the Streaks around 20. Rebounding, another big factor, 37-37, both teams even up on the rebounding end. Offensive rebounds, the biggest key is offensive rebounds. Each team, 16 offensive rebounds. So, obviously, everything was all even, so it must have come down to shooting. Well, the Streaks shot 39% from the floor total. The Moline Maroon shot 40% from the field total. So, both teams pretty much even in shooting. The Streaks now were 3 of 22 from three-point range, whereas the Moline Maroons were 3 of 4. So if you say that the advantage for the Streaks is always in the three-point land, that's not where it was today again. Right. And finally, my numbers are a little different than yours from the free throw stripe. I had the Streaks at 12 of 21, whereas I had the Moline Maroons at 17 of 25. There's a five-point difference. You want to talk about the difference in your ball game? It's hitting five more free throws.
Yeah.
You shoot 57% from the free throw line. Moline shoots 68%, all in the second half. 17 of 25, and that's your difference in your game. So, you know, if there's anything you want to really put a focus on, it's not only execution, but also just hit the ones that you should be hitting.
You bet.
And, you know, that 12 of 21, I can think of off the top of my head at least three times that the Streaks missed the front end of one-on-ones.
Again, our post-game final stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks fall 62-57. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And, you know, the big thing, like you said, free throws were the difference, and one player really stepped up, not only just in the fourth quarter but throughout the game. But this young lady hit 6 of 6 in that fourth quarter, and a big night all around. She struggled the last couple of games from the field. She had gotten in some foul trouble in some of the games, but this young lady kind of kept us going tonight.
Well, yeah, Sadie Hamilton, 21 points in the game, 9 rebounds, including 2 offensive rebounds, 4 blocks, and 2 steals. She lit up the stat sheet tonight, and it's just unfortunate the Streaks had to come out on the wrong end of this because, as you said, she was 6 of 6 in the fourth quarter, 7 of 8 overall from the free throw stripe. So without her shooting free throws, the Streaks were 5 of 13.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about bad free throw shooting, the rest of the team shot, you know, well under 50%, almost 33% from the free throw stripe without Sadie Hamilton at the line. So she was the difference maker for the Streaks. They, you know, and Tiana McCormick, you could say she scored 22 points. Well, this isn't your typical defense where it's Sadie against Tiana McCormick. It's not Tiana, you know, scored one more point, so therefore Sadie didn't have a good game. It was that Sadie was scrambling to get back often and, you know, came up with 4 blocks to negate easy buckets for the Moline Maroons.
So congratulations to Sadie Hamilton, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, the GHS boys open their season tomorrow night. They will play host to Chicago Talent and Development in their opener of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have all that action coming up for you tomorrow night. Pregame around 7:10 or so here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll pick up the Illinois Fighting Illini. They're playing down in Cancun. They're taking on the Richmond Spiders down in the warm climate tonight. They'll be back in action tomorrow night as well. Our next broadcast of GHS Girls Basketball coming up Saturday night. We'll take the air around, it'll be somewhere around 5:30. We're going to pick up the, might be a little earlier than that. We'll have to check the time on the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for the GHS Sports Hall of Fame, as we'll carry that induction ceremony live, and then we'll have GHS Girls Basketball as they take on Illini West, and that'll be followed by the boys game on Saturday night as well. Final score once again. Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons in the conference opener, road opener, 62-57. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation up here tonight. Again, the 2011 Altima and the rest of our sponsors. Well, thanks to our studio engineer, Brian Prescott. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying goodnight from Wharton Fieldhouse.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.